2 o'clock in the UK, and this is Carl Munson on the Barefoot Broadcast. And today we are talking about Brand. That'll be Russell Brand, Brits Abroad, and brainwashing as well. So I'm hoping to bring you a little bit about all of those, and it'd be great if you could get involved. Join me via the Spreaker chat box. If you're listening to this show, you should be able to see the Spreaker chat box. And that's just beneath the playout button and sound wave that you see on your Spreaker page there. Yeah, so you should be at spreaker.com/Carl Munson, which is the Barefoot Broadcast page. And you'll see Brand, Brainwashing and Brits Abroad. You can click on the little bubble. There's a little black bar. It says live, Brand, Brainwashing and dot, dot, dot. And then there's a little speech bubble. Click on that speech bubble and you'll be able to talk to me. The other way we could try is via Carl Munson 3333 on Skype. If you want to talk about Russell Brand, if you want to talk about Brits Abroad, or all expats in general. Actually, I wrote a blog recently about expat behaviour, which I'll dip into. And also about brainwashing as well. So if you've got anything to say about any of those, give us a shout. And we can talk about that for the next, however long, really. It's up to you. See, let's see who calls in. I'll say my bit. And if you want to join in and say your bit, please do. The ground rules are, this is a place to get heard and a place to try listening. So it's a respectful exchange where we try, well, where we endeavour to talk about anything, really. I've chosen a few subjects today. If there's something else you want to talk about, that's fine. Give us a buzz. And I'm aware I'm getting a bit of booming on my mic. Sorry about that. I'll just reposition it so it's a little bit better. I'm trying a headset today. Oh, and I need to shout to my producer. Any chance of having my power supply? I think my power's going to go on my laptop fairly soon. Yes, I distracted myself there by seeing the terror of a battery that's only going to give me about 9 minutes more. So, yeah, if you want to come in with your own subject, all well and good. Otherwise, we're talking about Russell Brand, we're talking about brainwashing, and we're talking about Brits Abroad, i.e. expats, which takes on a special new relevance, I suppose. I'm going to become one myself in the next month or two. And also, there's a whole Brexit thing that's going on, so how might that affect the attitudes of Brits Abroad, or anyone moving about in Europe in relation to Britain, the formerly Great Britain. I'm really not happy about that sound on my microphone. Bear with me on that. I'm trying a different one. Boom. We're getting that a lot, aren't we? Sorry about that. Turn myself down a bit. That might help. And this music will fade out very soon as well. Producer Louisa, also astrologer, multitasking astrologer. It's not actually that one. Or that one. It's all right. I'll come and find it in a minute. Yeah, I've distracted myself again, haven't I? I need your help here. Call in. Carl Munson 3333, or talk to me via the Spreaker chat box. I'll tell you what, why don't we get cracking with the brainwashing piece first. If I find that, and that is such an annoying blowback, isn't it, on the microphone. I don't know if you're hearing that. Maybe you could let me know. You are also a producer, as it turns out. So a guy called Rob Dial posted up, I think it's quite an old bit of his work. A guy called Rob Dial, saw this on Facebook, get a lot of inspiration from Facebook. If you've seen something on Facebook yourself that you'd like to share, let me know and we can play it out. But this is an interesting thing on brainwashing, and I want to play it for you. It's not my work, it's Rob's work, Rob Dial. So go find Rob Dial if you want to find out more about this man who we're about to hear from. It is on the Barefoot Broadcast Facebook page, where we put a few things up that we feel are of interest. That is unbearable, that sound on the mic. So that's a little note to self to make sure that doesn't keep happening. I think I need a little windshield or something on there, don't I? Which I used to have. Don't know where that's gone. In the many moves, that's been lost. So where's Rob? Come on, Rob, where are you? Ah, you are being brainwashed. Here we go. Let me find this for you now.
Washed. And the reason why I say this is because everything is...
Oh, rewind. Hold on, Rob. Let's give that a go.
Some bad news for you. You are being brainwashed. And the reason why I say this is because everything that you see, hear, and read is influencing the way that you think. Now, if you watch the news, you might think that humans are getting worse, it's getting less and less safe, and everything's getting more dangerous, but nothing can be further from the truth. A Harvard professor actually did a study and found out that this is the safest time to be alive as a human. To give you some statistics from the Bureau of Justice and from the FBI's website, since 1993, firearm homicides have dropped 39%.
Hey, I don't know if anyone has managed to stay with me during that outage of laptop power, basically. But I'm back. Carl Munton. Power supply, the loss of, or lack of a power supply hasn't defeated me, I don't think, as yet. So we're going to carry on, and I can always edit that gap out. But if you can see I'm on live on air now, so do please join me. And we're talking about Russell Brand and his new book, Recovery. We're having a look at brainwashing and also Brits Abroad. I think I might start with Brits Abroad, because that seems like really old news. But I only wrote this blog post, 28th of July, when was that? About 4 or 5 days ago. Just wanted to read it out and share it with you. So if you've got any views on expats, cowpats, migrants and the pursuit of peace, which is what the blog post was called, be great to hear from you. Expats can be like cowpats, I've said. There you are, enjoying the peace of the countryside, and whoops, you step in poops. Or should that be oops, you step in poops? Anyway, that's a bit weak, so I'm going to move on. Suddenly, your attention switches from tranquility and rural joy to something odorous that should really have been avoided. Expats and their spats are on my mind because I'm soon to be one. That is a expat, not a spat. Testing the waters on a virtual basis, I joined Expats in Portugal, a Facebook group. That's Expats in Portugal. Yesterday, that would have been the 27th of July, group member Nina observed, "The carry-on with some members in this group is shocking. I can't hold back any longer. Whilst there are some really nice, helpful people and informative people, there are also some really nasty, rude ones who clearly join in on conversations just to stir up trouble and feel it is acceptable to say hurtful things and get personal, which at times is verging on bullying. I have seen an innocent question ending in an all-out war of words." I think they're called trolls, aren't they? And then there's a beautiful picture from the Portuguese Atlantic coast from a new associate of mine. That'll be Hitch Bow. We've all been there, I say, whether it's an expat group or one of those passive-aggressive spotted shaming forums. And that's another thing. I'm going to go on and off piste here with my scope of conversation, but I'd really find those spotted in, well, I live in Newton Abbot, or near Newton Abbot, and there's a spotted Newton Abbot, which really is just seems to be a passive aggressive, quite nasty sometimes, way of shaming people. But what irks me most about it is it's anonymous. There's an admin or some admin people behind the group, and they just post sometimes hateful things, just expressing their opinions, a bit like I'm doing now, but without taking responsibility for saying what they're saying. They don't give a name. There doesn't seem to be that sense of, that's just a sink gurgling behind me. I'm broadcasting from the barefoot bathroom today. You might be able to hear that gurgle because Mrs. M is washing up next door. Yeah, so spotted forums, I don't have a lot of time for. And often I've put here where posting often turns to roasting with inevitable demands for decent behaviour and bans for those judge trolls. So we've all been there. We've seen that, haven't we, on social media. Back in virtual Portugal, I immediately felt the need to see the transformational angle and wanted to respond with a special show, and this will be it, on my transformation talk show, the Barefoot Broadcast, soon to be daily airing. I'm getting there with my dailiness. Entitled Expat But Not a Twat, forgive my language, that's just a working title, but we're going to go with that for now. I'm hoping to use my non-combat chat format and talk to anyone with a view on living abroad, even those who feel the need to bully, belittle and badger other people. So if that's you, if you're one of these people deemed a troll who feels it necessary to go into a Facebook group just to cause trouble, give us a buzz. Carl Munson 3333, or just have a chat with me in the Spreaker chat box, and let me know why you do that and what possible use there is in that. I don't want to be confrontational with you, especially. The Transformation Talk Show, which this is about finding higher ground and finding upliftment and elevation from our conversation. So let's speak in that spirit, if you don't mind. But I'm happy to talk to you if that's your vibe, if you feel that's necessary. Because I saw another similar thing this morning. Somebody was talking about how they were renovating a ruin in Portugal, and they just about got the roof on, and they had this bright idea to start a crowdfunding page for it to get it completed. And people are piling in with all their anger about, you know, you're just starting a crowdfunder for your to create your holiday home. Now, whilst I see what they're aggrieved about, it doesn't really matter that much, does it? And it just goes to show, I think, that when you start asking people for money and it doesn't fit in with their framework of how they should give you money. So like crowdfunding, people associate that with good causes. Who's to judge what's good? This woman just said she started a crowdfunder. If you put 50 euros in, you get to stay the night. But people were going crazy, because I think what people forget is that money's made up, isn't it? Value, the idea of value is made up. And the whole Protestant work ethic thing is made up. And this idea, you know, lots of people have worked really hard, obviously, to try and eke a living out in this terrible neoliberal system we've got, capitalism. And so they, I suppose, you develop a kind of financial Stockholm syndrome where you defend the system that abuses you. And then when other people try and break the rules about it, they're on them. They're just jumping on them, giving this woman a very hard time. And I just said to her, I like the cut of your jib. Don't worry about it. You're just pushing people's buttons about money. It's them, not you. So that we could talk about as well if you want to today. And so where am I in this blog? To talk to anyone with a view on living abroad, even those who feel the need to bully, belittle and badger other people. So if you want to talk to me, I'm just going to have a quick look. Some people are already in the chat room. Dan, not on Anchor, asked Dan. There's a cracking new system called Anchor FM. Dan, the thing about Anchor is I think it only lets you do 5-minute shows. So whilst it's brilliant and convenient, it's not ideal from the point of view of having a long, leisurely lunch like we're doing today on the Barefoot Broadcast Transformation Talk Show. But I'm guessing, Dan, have you not lived abroad? Did you not live in Spain for a little while? Have you tried living abroad before? And what were your experiences? What do you think about expats? Be good to hear from you. Back to this blog post on expats, cowpats, migrants and the pursuit of peace. All right, I want to understand how this expat curmudgeonliness, if that's such a word, occurs, and see if we can find some common ground in a conversation that encourages respect and understanding among those taking part. Give me a buzz if you want to have a conversation on that basis. Angles here may include the distinction between expat and migrant. Some see this purely as a racist classification where whites and Europeans establish themselves as expats whilst everyone else is a migrant. I think there's some truth in that. See this Guardian article for more on that. So I'm going to put that link in to the Spreaker chat box right now. So if you want to have a look at that whilst I'm talking, you can do that. But there's It's a very good article, I think. Another equally uncomfortable take could be around the concept of colonial karma. Who goes around gets come around, maybe, if you see what I mean. It's all just a big churn of human movement, and those with colonial past might be especially open to welcoming blow-ins as they are known in Devon, my current perch in the world. Okay, so, yeah, I'm just making the point there that people with colonial past, a bit like England, Great Britain, for example, might be a bit more welcoming, or might not be such plonkers themselves when they're abroad, because we've done our fair bit of going abroad and causing chaos, killing people even, and just being very nasty as a colonial force. You'd think we might have learned something from that. I don't know. And I have a cartoon that I've included here. If you let us, there's some people in the water, I suppose metaphorically, figuratively, the Mediterranean waters. If you let us come in to your land, why do you think we'll rob you? A European official in a suit with a European flag next to him says, well, it's because that's what we did when we came to yours, as in your country. A lot of truth in that, I think. Anyway, aren't we all world citizens, I ask in this blog post, as my surrogate father and mentor Jeff Powell says. Big up to you, Jeffrey Powell. Borders and flags are all made up, aren't they? A bit like money. Can't we just follow our noses, follow our hearts, and follow the golden rule, i.e. when we're abroad or when we're anywhere in the world, why can't we do unto others as we would like to be treated ourselves? Personally, I see myself and my family as migrants, not expats, in our looming bid to find a more peaceful way of life in Portugal, which we're going to be doing soon, and be talking more about that as these transformation talk shows and the Barefoot broadcast re-establishes itself on the airwaves. I can't think of much worse than mentally and physically gating ourselves in a new land, refusing to engage with local culture and doing all we can to reimpose the one we are endeavouring to escape, i.e. the culture that we're endeavouring to escape, with its tendency to narrow-mindedness and fear of others. Is that a fair assessment of the UK right now, a tendency to narrow-mindedness and fear of others? We, as in my family and I here, seek a more peaceful way of life. As in, it's me and my wife. The kids know nothing about seeking a more peaceful way of life. They seem quite happy wherever they are at the moment. As I suspect others are, who grace the aforementioned Facebook group. Perhaps this pursuit lies at the heart of all who are offended there. The seemingly positive may feel their dreams of a new life being shattered by nasty trolls as they venture abroad. The nasty trolls are also upset with the proposition of the seemingly positive flooding in inverted commas. That word gets used, doesn't it, when we talk about migration. The seemingly positive flooding in and destroying their newfound foreign fulfillment. So maybe that's another angle for the expats, is they don't like new people coming in. They found their little piece of heaven and they don't want it spoilt by loads of their ex-countrymen and women coming in and spoiling it and stealing it from them. As we look for a life of Saturdays, as my wife recently put it, I'll be keen not to come across as my own worst personal stereotype of the expat: brown, wrinkly, and to be avoided, not unlike a cowpat. See what I did there? All right, so if you've got anything to say about going abroad, being abroad, and your experience of yourself and how you relate to the new culture and how your fellow countrymen or continentmen respond as well, be interested to hear there. So not a good experience overall, says Dan. Thank you for your response, Dan. My idea of living abroad would be to immerse yourself into the culture and not sticking with fellow expats. I'm with you there, Dan. Buying your fish and chips from the Codfather and a pint from the Irish sports bar isn't my idea of fun, but it is to many folks, so all good. Yeah, I mean, I think we understand the urge, don't we, for people to gather together with what's familiar. But I think you've got to strike a balance, haven't you? It just seems really, it's cringy, isn't it, to think that there are people who go to Spain and do set up fish and chip shops and Irish sports bars, and that's all they do. They sort of take over that little bit of Spain and then create a new colony, a new cultural colony. And I use the term loosely. So thank you very much for that, Dan. I wonder if you could also tell me how this is sounding. I'm trying a new sort of headset combo, and it's got an integral microphone. I don't know if it sounds... It probably won't sound as good as we sometimes do when we're using decent condenser mics, but just wanted to try this as an experiment today and see what it sounded like. Perhaps you could let me know, Dan. All right, so let's park that there for a moment, and we will go back to the wonderful Rob Dial. I believe he's a life coach, a self-styled kind of life coachy guy who has a few things to say, including this, which I thought was rather good.
Got some bad news for you. You are being brainwashed. And the reason why I say this is because everything that you see, hear, and read is influencing the way that you think. Now, if you watch the news, you might think that humans are getting worse, it's getting less and less safe, and everything's getting more dangerous, but nothing can be further from the truth. A Harvard professor actually did a study and found out that this is the safest time to be alive as a human. To give you some statistics from the Bureau of Justice and from the FBI's website, since 1993, firearm homicides have dropped 39%. Non-fatal firearm accidents have gone down 69%. Now, if you watch the news, you'd think the exact opposite of that. You'd think that it's getting worse, right? Now, let's talk about the rest of the world. Is the rest of the world getting safer? It absolutely is. The amount of deaths per year per capita from war across the world is 1/12 of what it was in the 1950s. This is the safest time to be alive as a human. Now, you might ask yourself, Why would the news concentrate on so much negativity if the world is actually getting better? And the reason why is because they understand the way your brain works. Your brain is designed to look for the negative. And the reason why is because your brain wants you to stay alive. So it focuses on the negative. So if the news puts out more and more negative, you're more likely to watch. Your brain is going to get addicted to watching that negativity, which in turn turns into more advertising dollars for the news company that you're watching. So of course it seems more negative. Of course it seems like the world is getting worse. But there has never been a time where it's been more safe to be a human than right now. So what can you take from this? Instead of watching the news and thinking that the world is negative and allowing them to brainwash you, you can brainwash yourself. You can start reading books. You can watch motivational or instructional or educational stuff on YouTube. You can listen to podcasts. Because here's the deal. No matter what you listen to or watch or read, it's going to brainwash you. So why don't you brainwash yourself with something that's going to be beneficial for you versus what the media continues to feed you? Because if you continue to eat what they feed you, you have to deal with the sickness that's going to happen in your mind.
Good stuff. That's a chap called Rob Dial. And brainwash yourself instead of... Sorry, just seeing them. Dan's comments in the Spreaker chat box. Do get involved with us there. We're having a nice little conversation. Rob Dial talking there about why not brainwash yourself? Because if you leave it to other people, which is what happens really, isn't it? You know, we live in a world where we're absolutely bombarded by other people's messages. I think they call it marketing and the media. And obviously I'm a part of that in some way, an edifying part of it, I hope. And that's what the Barefoot Broadcast is all about. But yeah, if you just go to the default messages... A lot of what Rob's talking about there is what you'll experience, right? The, you know, gloom and doom, the messages that make you feel inadequate and fearful, such that you will want to buy things to fill that horrible void inside yourself that they've convinced you is there. And I'll be talking about Russell Brand's new book soon, which I think resonates with what I've just said. So I did just say to Dan, what about all the Brummy expats in Torbay? Now, for those listening around the world, Brummies are people from Birmingham. And a few of them do end up in Devon. It has to be said, loads of my friends in Devon are from the Midlands, including the wonderful Dan who's tuned in, Lieutenant Dan. And yes, he's finding that amusing, but he says there is a settlement, a colony, called the little village of Babbacombe. That sounds like it might be a Bristolian colony. Around my Babber and Babbacombe. You should have Brummycombe, really, shouldn't you? Or is it renamed Brummycombe? I think we should speak to the mayor of Torquay or the officials of Torbay and see if we can get Brummycombe set up where Brummies feel welcome to eat their fish and chips and drink their Guinness. All right, so back to Rob and the brainwashing thing. Yes, I would love to brainwash you every day here on the Transformation Talk Show, this brand of brainwashing, where we're trying to make things... In such a way that's non-confrontation, non-dualistic, non-polar, because this is what goes on in the media, isn't it? The brainwashing in the media is like us and them, not oneness, duality, whereby, you know, there's the enemy out there that's trying to get us, and there's us here just, you know, trying to go about our business and make a living, the good people of London, Europe, or whatever, being threatened by the others. And I think, that's what goes on. That's the shtick, that's the game, isn't it, in the media? And for us here, it's about understanding that, you know, we are one. What future do we have other than realizing and believing that we are one and that the oneness is the way forward, even if we are needing to embrace and understand those who we think are them? You know, we are all us, aren't we? There isn't really us and them. And one way of dealing with it, I suppose, is to polarize things and any behavior we can't bear to associate with, that's their behavior, whilst, you know, our behavior is the good behavior, theirs is the bad behavior. But what future does humanity stand unless it can see this vision of oneness that, you know, there's really only us and anything we don't like? Surely we've got all the skills and technology available to us to overcome and enlighten ourselves so that we go beyond this duality of us, the good people, and them, the bad people. And there's just us, really. And we have the choice to do what we might judge as being good. Tell me if that sounds like nonsense or is useful. But that's really the premise of the Transformation Talk Show here, is to have conversations which are unifying, edifying, and find the common good, the common ground for humanity. Otherwise, what's the point? I mean, I think the last thing the social media sphere needs is another polarizing, dualistic comment show or chat show where people are fighting one against another. You can find that anywhere. We're trying to do something different here on the Barefoot Broadcast. So apart from talking about Russell Brand's book, that might be it for today. That we've talked about how expats can behave and this wonderful balancing act, really, I suppose, of not being a colonialist, not being an empire builder, either as a country or as an individual, not going elsewhere and taking other people's resources, but being there and being a blessing. You know, like take and share what's on offer, but be a gift yourself to the local place. Wouldn't that be a great way forward? Wouldn't we be greater than, or the sum of our parts would be greater than our individuality if we went in that spirit of seeing what we could contribute to new communities? But then again, I suppose the other thing comes in, which is the road to hell is paved with good intentions, that if we impose what we think is good, and you might say that some missionaries have done this, not just religious missionaries, but commercial missionaries have gone to the developing world and told the developing world what's good for them, only to find now that we are suffering. We've bitten ourselves on the bum, and now we're telling the developing world, no, you don't want fossil fuel, you don't want fossil fuel, and you don't want fertilizers. You want to go back to that organic, indigenous way of life that you used to have. So we have to be really careful, I guess, with what we impose, and maybe we come back to that good old phrase of endeavoring to do no harm. And I know that's work in progress. You know, we often don't know how much harm we're causing until we've done it. But surely if we're more conscious, we can begin to evaluate and realise that we could probably be a little bit more benign wherever we find ourselves. So that's the bit on expats and cowpats and migrants and the pursuit of peace. More obviously to come as Mrs. M and I try our own foray to Portugal. It's where we're going for a wander in September, and we will report back on our findings there. And it'll be good to talk about the reasons why we're doing that. I do feel a little bit colonial and dirty by saying, you know, we're going abroad and imposing ourselves in a new culture, but I hope we're doing it in the spirit I was just talking about, where we see how we can be a contribution to where we're going. And I do really honestly see ourselves as economic migrants. You know, we're going to a place that will be easier on the overheads, easier on the pocket, so that we can just live a slightly more easygoing and joyful existence without this constant neoliberal capitalism challenge that so many people are up against. You know, a lot of people don't even know, haven't got time to think. They're just too busy trying to make ends meet. And I think this is a rigged game. So we are economic migrants looking to step out. And we're not going away to see what we can get and how we can increase what's coming to us. In many ways, we're going away to see if we can lessen our impact rather than take and grab what's there. We want to live lightly. Who was it who wrote Voluntary Simplicity? Dwayne Elgin, I think. Living simply that others may simply live. So maybe that's enough said on being a migrant right now and the whole business of expats. And behave yourselves anyway, you bigots in Facebook groups. Why that's another subject, isn't it, for another show. Why do people troll? There must be a good reason for it. There must be a good reason why people go around upsetting other people, because they, you know, they're attention seeking and they're hurt and that sort of thing. I think we should have another show about that and go into that in some greater depth. Lots of feedback, I think it would appear, coming into the Spreaker chat box. Oh no, it was the Brummicum comment. All right, so finally, let's take a look at... I didn't say much more about Rob Dial, did I? But hopefully the Transformation Talk Show, the Barefoot Broadcast, is good brainwashing for you. Stick with us. Let us know what you think. If you've got something to say yourself, I would love to hear from you. Carl Munson, 3333 on Skype. And do what Dan's done. Be like Dan. Have your say on the Spreaker chat box as well whilst we're on air. Say what you got to say. Speak up. Please talk to me. I will listen to you and we will have a conversation that hopefully will leave us in a better state than when we started. That is my endeavour. That's my hope for the Transformation Talk Show. So finally, Russell Brand. Do you like Russell Brand? I do. I did fall out with my own mother about Russell Brand. She hates him. I think she still does. And she finds him very difficult. I think it was when she upset the late, my mum didn't upset Andrew Sachs, but Russell Brand did, didn't he? And, I can understand why he's a bit Marmite. He's very gobby and opinionated, and he was a bit of a pain in the bottom, wasn't he, before, probably literally, with people. And he's been through all sorts of stuff. And I actually, when I first found out about Russell Brand, I thought, he seems just a bit grubby and horrible and excessive. But since he's had his awakening, and boy, has he had an awakening, and I think part of it is due to meditation, and also being ridiculed in the press, that helps, doesn't it? He's had a real sort of baptism of fire and then an awakening. I think he's been saying some amazing things, and he's a bit of a visionary now. And, he, you know, obviously with all visionaries and messiahs, if I can use that word, people bringing us messages of hope and peace and transformation, they still have to appear to us as human beings, don't they? So they will have long hair and cowboy boots and dress in a flamboyant way that might not be to everybody's taste. There's a different messiah to suit your taste, and I can see how some people don't like the Russell Brand message or the medium. You know, they might, in fact, that's what seems to happen with Russell Brand, isn't it? People are so averse to him as he appears and as he speaks that they can't hear what he's saying. And that's just, I suppose, a human thing, isn't it, that the medium often upsets the message. So bear with me if you do find Russell Brand annoying and horrific. Just hear this out, pretend it's not Russell Brand saying this. I got an email. This is actually Russell, it says, and I won't do as tempted as I am to do a Russell Brand impersonation, I won't. Thanks for giving me your personal email address. I hate getting spammy feeling emails. I am drifting into him, aren't I? It's like someone putting their hand down the back of your trunks. Unsubscribe. But this is me, and I want you to know I've written this book about addiction. This is Russell talking. Not just to drink and drugs, but to everything. My idea is we're living in an age of addiction, that we have been taught to believe that consuming anything from hair gel to heroin can somehow make us better. This book is, in a way, my life's work, and I feel proud of it and hopeful about it. So yeah, this book could be useful to anyone who is affected by addiction anywhere on the scale. Thanks for your email address. People are very touchy. I'm giving my email address to anybody. And I'm going to read you a little bit more. Now, this isn't Russell talking. I think this is his PR and marketing company at the publishers talking. My qualification for writing this book is not that I am better than you. It's that I am worse. I'm an addict, addicted to drugs, alcohol, sex, money, love and fame. And that's why I think a lot of people didn't like Russell, because he was very obviously addicted to all of those things and very publicly at times. This is the age of addiction. Obvious addictions like drugs and alcohol, right through to socially acceptable chemicals such as caffeine, and all the way to invisible and often endorsed addictions like work, stress, bad relationships and digital media. We are facing an epidemic so all-encompassing that many of us don't even realise we are in its grasp. Recovery is a self-help book for everyone that will change your life, offering a definitive guide to addiction from someone who has struggled with heroin, alcohol, sex, fame, food and staring at their phone as if the answer is going to come from there. This important new book will help anyone who is an addict or loves an addict move towards recovery. Just going to have a sip of my tea, to which I'm addicted. Clipper. God bless you, Clipper organic tea makers. But yes, I think, what are we talking about here with addiction? One good definition might be something that runs you, i.e. you can't stop doing it. And as mild and an addiction it might seem, and I don't mean to be trite here, if I don't have a cup of tea, I know about it. And worse still is the digital media thing. I know exactly what Russell's talking about there. If you know me at all, I am never off Facebook. With a powerful mix of honesty, humour and compassion, Russell Brand tells his intimate yet universal story and shares the practical advice and wisdom he's been taught through his 14 and a half years of recovery. Well, he speaks to those suffering along the full spectrum of addiction, from serious life-threatening misuse of substances to the subtler habits we use to hold our lives together, like food, technology or unhealthy relationships. And I guess trolling comes into that, doesn't it? Trolling for some people is probably an addictive thing, and they get their hit from people's responses, the blowback as it were. Russell understands that addiction is amorphous and migratory. Migration there. This book asks and addresses, what pain is your addiction masking? why are you running into the wrong job, the wrong life, the wrong relationship? And most importantly, when are you going to recover the person you were born to be? Good question. And I suppose that could spawn another transformation talk show, couldn't it? When are you going to recover the person you were born to be? Were we born to be a person? Or is the addictive detour who we were meant to be anyway? I know what Russell's getting at, I think. You know, the underneath it all, I suppose, is the person who we really are. Can we give birth to that person? Can we be that person, I guess, is what he's getting at. Back to his blurb. Within the book, Russell explores how the process of staying clean and connected is a daily process. He shares the practical toolkit that he uses himself and offers a recovery plan to anyone who believes their life could be better. Well, that's a service, isn't it, to mankind? I think that's pretty awesome, and I've got a lot of time. So that's Recovery, written by Russell Brand, and the subtitle of the book is Freedom from Our Addictions. I'm going to finish now, and I'm just going to share with you, I'm going to blow my own trumpet a bit more, and just read you my new biog, as much as really just to hear it for myself. Maverick broadcaster, writer and evangelist, I'm interested, this is my sign off, okay, I'll make this my sign off today. Maverick broadcaster, writer and evangelist, I'm interested and invested in the transformational power of online and real life technology for positive change. That's a way of me masking my addiction, isn't it? Is making a job out of it. It seems we live in polar times where roads to both destruction and enlightenment lay ahead of humanity. I'm committed to the latter, i.e. the path to enlightenment. And through various endeavours over the last 25 years, publishing magazines, starting natural health centres, living in communities, all sorts of things, both professionally and personally, I've stoked my dream of a fairer, saner and more joyful world. Now, with the Barefoot Broadcast, this thing, through which I am talking to you now, that I first created in 2010, I'm back with a daily radio show that seeks to transform the very way we communicate with each other. And I've said something about this earlier in the show. On the Transformation Station, I believe true understanding and authentic listening are the way forward to an elevated and more conscious reality for mankind. So yes, this humble little radio show has some very big intentions. I hope you will join us again soon here on the Barefoot Broadcast. Seriously, if you've got something to talk about, I will listen to you. I'll put you on air. It's not a problem. We'll have a lovely talk about it afterwards. Take care. Bye for now, and have a great day. And I was hoping to press a button there that would bring my music back. I don't know. I see. Yes. When I turned off my machine, that's right. When I turned off the machine, it crashed the music making musical interface. So maybe if I just blather on a little bit longer. Here we go. Yeah, that's good. I think this will work. But it's not. Never mind. I'm tempted to sign off and not to try and play that. But then again, you know how it is when you think I could do this. I could make this thing work. I'm gonna bear with it. I'm gonna commit to having my play out music work here. But it ain't having it. So. And I'm not going to sing it. I'm just going to say goodbye and be with you the next time here on the Barefoot Broadcast. Fabulous, says Dan. A bit of late last minute feedback. As are you, Dan. Looking forward to seeing you real soon. I'm going to sign off now without professional end music. Take care. Bye for now.